Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Private Parters, how you doing?
Welcome back to another bonus episode of Private Parts, the podcast.
Yes, there we go.
I thought the podcast, Private Parts of the podcast.
Private Parts of the podcast, I like the way you've done that.
Sounds like better, I think, than Private Parts podcast, doesn't it?
Yeah, sounds really good. Sounds really good.
It's cleaner.
It's way better. Another little bonus episode for everyone to delve into on their weekly stroll. Weekly bus journey, you know?
Yeah, I mean, perhaps. I mean, I don't know if... Are people riding the bus at the moment?
I don't know if people are riding the bus at the moment.
I mean, where would they go? Isn't it lockdown?
Yeah, they can go, but yeah, but maybe they're doing some essential work so that, you know, they could be doing that, right?
That's true. They could be driving the bus.
They could be. That's very true. They could actually be driving the bus.
They could be on their way to do some essential roadworks.
I got in a taxi today. It was a day, was it yesterday? I mean, it was yesterday. And I got in and I said, and I went to the taxi driver, "Hey, buddy, can you take me to Notting Hill?" And he went, he looked around and he went, "Get out." And I went, "Sorry, what?" And he went, "Kidding." And I went, "Oh my God."
That's funny.
It was really intense.
Did he get you?
Yeah, he definitely got me. He got me. I tell you what else got me recently. Obviously, we have I have my sweets right that I sell, and my dad has kept asking me if I'm ever going to make a sugar-free sweet, right?
Yeah, what if you are you going to do that?
Well, I was talking about this, and we were on like a family Zoom. My brother said you should definitely read the because sugar-free sweets. A lot of people don't realize this. That if you eat sugar-free things, they make you shit. They make you poop everywhere.
Well, it depends on the type of sweetener they use, but some sweeteners like coconut sugar are not they don't make you have a laxative effect,
but I think coconut sugar's got calories in it, right? So it wouldn't be sugar free. So sugar free one is there's no calories, sugar
free. But coconut sugar, I think
that's natural sugar.
Natural sugar. Yeah. Do you use coconut sugar?
We use coconut water, yeah. But coconut, but if you make
coconut water is not coconut.
Yeah, yeah, it's like syrup. But if you use sugar-free, it works as a laxative. And so my brother afterwards sent me this article. It's honestly genius. This article that someone had written to Amazon about sugar-free gummy bears. And instead of the diary today, I thought I would read it to you because it is honestly genius.
So yeah, read it.
Okay, so I'll read this news. It's possibly one of the funniest things I've read. So this guy wrote in about these gummy bears that were vile. And it starts off, "See you in hell, sugar-free gummy bears."
Yeah.
Here we go. So this is instead of my diary today. So ladies and gentlemen, podcast, who are listening to the podcast, there's a great little review for you about why you shouldn't eat sugar-free stuff. It was my last class of the semester and the final exam was worth 30% of our grade. After a late night study session, I felt confident, but I had to decide between sleeping or cooking breakfast. My eyelids chose sleep. My stomach later regretted the decision, and after several uncomfortable stomach growls, I finally decided to make a quick stop by the campus bookstore and grab a snack before my test. Since the semester was ending and everyone was going home for the summer, a lot of the items were on sale, including the snacks and candy that they kept up front. Being in the hungry state that I was, I felt only logical to pick the largest yet least expensive candy in order to get more bang for my buck. And there they sat, two bags of Haribo sugar-free gummy bears. Buy one, get one free. What a deal, I thought naively. I would eat one bag before my test and one bag afterwards. As I walked to class, I gleefully chewed on those abominable little bastards, unaware of the utter mayhem they would soon unleash upon my poor, poor anus.
Oh.
I sat down at my desk as the professor informed us that due to the issue of the cheating in the past, restroom breaks would be prohibited until the completion of the exam. I'll give you 10 minutes to use the restroom now. This will be your last chance. Any takers? The demon bears hadn't released their unholiness upon my stomach yet, so in my moment of ignorant foolishness, I remained seated, still munching on those miniature-shaped, bear-shaped bombs. After the students, wise enough to take the professors off, had returned, the professor had handed out the test, and it was six questions. It started subtly at first, almost like a slight tingling sensation in my lower abdomen. I thought of nothing of it, assuming my intestines were just doing their thang. Little did I know that my intestines were trying desperately to warn me of the horror that was on the horizon. By question nine, it hadn't happened, but this time it was followed by a sharp pain, as if those infernal hellions had orchestrated an attack upon my colon. I fought to contain the groan that had tried to escape my lips. It was at this point I began to panic.
Do an impression of him. I imagined it more like.
It was at this point I began to panic. Something was going horribly wrong, and I needed to get through this test before it was getting any worse. By question 14, my worst fears were upon me. The Satan bears burning hot liquid dark magic crashed against my anus like a tidal wave. I was able to close the hatch just in time, but those relentless toxic bears beat against it like the orcs breaking down the doors of Helm's Deep. Oh my god! I knew I wouldn't be able so much to shift in my seat without risking a breach. I kept fighting through my exam, clenching my cheeks with all my might. Beads of sweat began rolling down my neck. Suddenly a loud gurgling war cry came from my belly, and the entire class lifted their heads. At this point, nothing mattered except expelling the ungodly presence from my bowels. With 15 questions left, I promptly wrote C for every answer and ran out of the classroom. My professor yelled something, but I was too preoccupied with the volcanic eruption that needed to take place before I could find sweet, sweet relief. I burst into the restroom like a Kool-Aid man. Oh my god! And behold, the handicap stool was empty. Sun rays from the adjacent window shone upon it as if it were a gift from God himself. It took me less than 5 seconds to undo my belt buckle, pull down my pants, and finally relax my buttocks upon the toilet seat. It took absolutely no effort to expel these demons. Almost immediately, the floodgates of hell were opened and the damned liquid souls of the entire bag's worth of gummy bears cried as they burned through my sphincter and into the watery abyss below. I had never felt such stern relief and anguish in my life. Oh my God, after 30 minutes of this, I immediately went home, dug a hole in the backyard and burned the remaining bag of gummy bears. I leave you with this. Do not, I repeat, do not eat these spawns of Satan. Not only did they cause me to fail my final test, but the anguish I experienced is something I wouldn't wish upon anyone, not even my worst enemy. The only places godforsaken hell bears belong are buried deep below the earth's surface.
Oh my God.
How good is that?
Wait, is that on Amazon or what?
It's an Amazon review, yeah.
That's hilarious.
Isn't it genius? I thought that'd be good rather than my diary. Oh my God.
That's very good.
Speaking of other funny stories, we have some lovely listeners who have written in.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, so we're going to just read some funny stories. Hope you're all having a lovely day, listeners. Welcome to our bonus episode. Hope you enjoyed that story. We have a funny story from Harry, who says, my brother woke up and didn't check his phone to see the time. And presuming that he had woken up in time for online school, he had a shower, brushed his teeth, got changed, and sat down at his desk to log on to Microsoft Teams. It was at this moment that he realized that it was 3 a.m, and he was 5.5 hours early for his online lesson. Unsurprisingly, he went back to sleep and slept through his first lesson of the day. That is the worst story I've ever heard from Harry. What is that story?
Did that make it through the...
That made it through the vetting.
Our scrutinous vetting system.
That made it through the vetting of all of our stories. It made it through the vetting. We have another one from Fiona. Heya! My embarrassing story of this month was when I started a new job at the dental practice during the pandemic. I was super nervous about the coronavirus as well as the normal pressures of starting a new job, so I was trying to make a few new friends. The apron I wore on top of my scrub suddenly started to feel a bit tight, so I realised mid-conversation that my apron was caught in the shredder that is hidden under the desk, so I was legit being shredded. It's that bad enough, the force was so strong I was being pulled towards the downwards of the desk. Thankfully one of the girls helped me to pull out, but I was mortified. I'm super clumsy, so it was the first of many work-related issues.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine being shredded.
Oh my God. That would be awful. Imagine your hand being shredded. Ugh.
Have you ever had an embarrassing thing happen to you in the workplace? Has that ever happened to you?
Well, I guess, yeah. I told you about that where I wrote out this joke email response to a lawyer.
Remind the listeners.
I wrote out this joke email response to a friend of mine. Well, he was a lawyer, and we were working on this deal, and I basically didn't mean to send it, but I was just going to show it to my business partner and say, look, I should imagine if I sent that. And as I was showing him, I accidentally pressed send. But we're fine now. We're fine now. We're
what was your face when you realized it sent?
Oh, I was God. Like, oh no. Because you know, on Google, you can unsend things, but you can't do it from your phone, right?
How so do you have I'd to un- do it?
You can do it when you're in the browser. You can unsend an email that you've sent within like 30 seconds or something. But with the when you send it from your phone, for whatever reason, you can't do that. And so I was like panicking, trying to get onto my on the browser, trying to find a way of unsending it. But it was too late.
Oh my God! I don't think I've ever had a big problem in the workplace, but I think a lot of people listening have had upset things in the workplace.
I'm sure. Yeah. What else? I mean,
I just had one time when I was working in a burger restaurant, and I've told this before, but everything went to shit in the restaurant, and I didn't know what to do. And all the tables, I was maitre d' of this place. It was my first week as maitre d'. I was also like 19 years old. And everyone kept asking me what to do. And one table said to me, "Can you just tell me what's going on?" And I looked at them and just walked off because it was way too hectic for me to handle. I wasn't experienced enough in the situation. I feel like
what? Well, you mean you just were just
too pissy.
A bad maitre d'.
Hey, Private Partners, we also had a lovely gift from people, which we want to say a big thank you to. They've written us a long letter which says, "Dear Private Partners, we hope you are well and survive your lockdown. We've been pretty used to it by now, so we're happy to be sending you some beanies and teas. We are a team of two. Jemima is in her third year at Edinburgh University, and Sophie is in her second year at Newcastle University." And they sent us some stuff, and it's from Jemima and Sophie, and they sent us some teas. So I want to give a big shout out to Jemima and Sophie for their brand No Emotions. So thanks, guys. Go and check out No Emotions. Great teas and hats and things. Great quality. Love it. Thanks, guys.
You know, it's almost the 1 year anniversary of the 3 week lockdown.
Is it? When did that happen?
Well, I think it's like, no, when was it? The 14th of March, wasn't it?
Shit, I'm just really excited to get out of this.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm at that stage now where I'm just, you know, I'm really...
You're just at that stage now.
Well, because I don't get the first lockdown, we said this before, the first lockdown, right, it was a bit like, it was sort of novelty. So it was sucked, but it was a bit like new. Oh my
wow,
God.
Wow, it's like a movie.
Are we in a movie right now? Are we in a movie?
Wow, it's pandemic, live action role play.
And now the second one I obviously did Strictly, and then this one's been slow, but I tell you what,
you got off easily in the second one. We're doing because of your celebrity status, you got like a special treatment.
I got to do Strictly Come Dancing
because you're a key worker.
Why are you trying to throw me under the bus on our podcast?
do you consider yourself a key worker?
No, obviously not. I tell you what I have done in lockdown, if all you listeners, you haven't watched it yet, I'm sure lots of them have, is watch This Country.
Is it good?
Oh my God, it's fantastic.
Oh, This Country, yeah. This Country, we watched that in the last lockdown.
Yeah, so, well, I've seen bits of it.
It's so good. And also, it's like where you're from, isn't it?
Yeah, from the Cotswolds. It's literally... Yeah. So the funny thing is they talk about like, oh, those people from Quennington. Quennington's like the small...
When she yells at her mum, it's like, "Mom!"
when she tries to get some fun, it's when anyway, if you haven't listened to it, watched it, listen, it's about
it's a so cousin. Good. It was written by a brother and sister.
Yeah, Daisy Mae Cooper and Charlie Cooper. So they play they're brothers and sisters in life, but they play cousins in this story, and they live in the Cotswolds, and they're sort of very simple people who live in a village in the Cotswolds, and it's a story about them. Think of The Office, but rural. And what's so funny, the funniest bit is when she keeps asking her mum to say tomato, and she goes, "Tomato!
Tomato!"
Oh my God, guys, all who's listening right now, go and check it out. It is simply wonderful.
Get them on.
I've asked Daisy Mae Cooper before.
Her brother called? I think one of them follows me.
Charlie Cooper. Yeah, Daisy Mae Cooper will follow you. She's freaking great. I think Charlie Cooper would be epic as well. We also, Private Partners, we asked you in the last bonus episode that we want your nominations. We want your nominations of charities, of communities, of things that you think that we can help out and give mentions to and hopefully donate our Private Parts Fund to. And we had a nomination that I want to read out. So this is an option. And like I said, we're going to really pick someone. So this is one of the options. It's from Aiva. She says, I would like to nominate the lovely charity, the Maya Center. It's a mental health charity for women run by women. We give free therapy to women who have suffered serious trauma in their lives and are living on low/no income. As you can imagine, lockdown has been particularly difficult to our clients, especially those experiencing domestic abuse. You know, domestic abuse has gone up 49%. It's crazy. It's really bad during the run. Therefore, we would really like to appreciate your support to be able to offer therapy to all women who are asking for it. Guys, thank you so much for that nomination. And any other nominations, please send through to our Instagram at Private Podcast or our email contact@privatepartspodcast.com. All nominations we'll consider, and then we're going to reveal at the end of the month who we're going to help out. That's about it, Frankie Bull.
That was our little bonus episode.
Yeah, it was great. Go and read some Amazon reviews on sugar-free bears and things like that. It's just honesty. Yeah. Maybe that's the best one. Oh, my God. There's loads of them, but that's one of them that's just very funny that my brother sent to me. But also, Private Partners, listen, we want to hear your stories as well. So please do get in touch with us. Very easy. The email address is contact@privatepartspodcast.com. Any stories at all will do. Funnier the better. Interesting the better. Whatever at all. Or send us a DM at Private Podcast. Same with your nominations for charities or communities. We'd love to help them out and give them shout-outs as well. So anything at all, please send through.
So are you at home alone at the moment?
Yeah, I'm at home alone. My girlfriend.
Where's Sophie?
She's key working, filming.
Oh, my God.
She's not key working.
Are you lonely?
I am pretty lonely, actually. What are you getting at?
Oh, that's sad. What are you doing? What are you keeping busy with?
Reading.
Really?
No, not reading. Don't know why I said
learning
that.
To read.
Yeah. Finding out food hacks. That's what I'm doing.
So you're finding out food. No, but you must be doing something else.
Podcast with you.
Yeah,
Are you trying to get that I'm wanking a lot? That's what you're getting at, isn't it? That's what you're getting at. You want me to say masturbating?
No, I was
going to
say Call of Duty.
Oh, yeah, I played a bit of that.
Yeah, no, why do you think it was wanking?
You gave me that, you gave me like one of those things. I tweeted out saying, hey, what gun is this? And Francis sent like a laughing emoji. It's like being bullied across Twitter. Going like, he doesn't even know what gun that is from Call of Duty.
Like, and you're a map. You've got it.
What's
in a
wrong
circle.
With the map? So who cares about it's in the circles?
Because
bad?
Then you miss out the corners.
What's the corners?
The corners around the map. There could be someone in the corner of a circle, what? Of a square. So like, if you've got a square, you've got more of the map visible because you might have an enemy over there in
Holy
the corner
smokes.
Of a circle.
I've got to sort that out right now.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. For that.
Probably getting killed for that stupid
for tuppence.
Rookie error.
For tuppence over here. All right, listen, Private Partners, we'll leave you there. We've got a great episode on Friday, so be tuning in for that one. Until then, have a great day. Miss you, love you. Hugs, kisses.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.